Good evening, folks. Tonight we're looking at Psalm 103. Please follow along as I read. A Psalm of David. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor regarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. For as man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, and that do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So we see from the title of this psalm, a short title, it is a Psalm of David. And Spurgeon says of this in his Treasury of David, doubtless by David. It is in his own style when at its best, and we should attribute it to his latter years when he had a higher sense of the preciousness of pardon because of a keener sense of sin than in his younger days. His clear sense of the frailty of life indicates his weaker years, as also does the very fullness of his praiseful gratitude. As in the lofty Alps, some peaks rise above all others, so among even the inspired psalms, there are heights of song which overtop the rest. This 103rd psalm has ever seemed to us to be the Monte Rosa of the divine chain of mountains of praise, glowing with a ruddier light than all the rest. It is as the apple tree among the wood, and its golden fruit has a flavor such as no fruit ever bears unless it has been ripened in the full sunshine of mercy. This very familiar psalm has found a place in the heart of so many people because it expresses gratitude to God for his many mercies to us. And we know that God's mercies are many. Some words to help us understand the psalm. In verses 1, 2, 20, 21, and 22, we find the word bless. And the word bless here means to praise or to glorify God. So when we say bless the Lord, we're speaking of praising him or glorifying him. In verse 2, the word benefits means treatment. where it says, forget not all his benefits. We're not to forget how God treats us. And the word chide in verse 9 means to strive. The psalm is outlined into four parts. Verses 1 to 5, we see a blessing for personal benefits. Verses 6 through 14, we see a reason for Israel's praise. Verses 15 through 19, we see frail man compared with the Lord. And verses 20 through 22, we see praise extended to the whole universe. So let's take a few moments and meditate on the psalm and see what we can learn from it to apply to our lives. In the very first stanza, verses 1 to 5, and let me read those again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Here we see David calls upon his own soul and all that is within him to bless or to praise or to glorify God's holy name. And to not forget all his benefits, to never forget how God has treated him. These naturally begin with the forgiveness of sin and then proceeds on to healing and redemption and crowning and satisfaction. Think for a moment with me on all these benefits that accompany our salvation found in verses 3 through 5. The Spirit calls upon the soul to praise God, for the soul is prone to forget the blessings which are continual. During our life, during our whole life, we should always bless God. We should spend the time needed to meditate upon each of these verbs in this section. Think of what God does when he forgives. He heals us. He redeems us, or he buys us back. He crowns or surrounds our life, and he satisfies. Take a moment, please, to meditate on these truths until they take hold in our life. In the second stanza, verses 6 through 14, once again we see this. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. So in this second stanza, the Lord's character and dealings with Israel call for praise. He executes righteousness. He made known his ways to Moses. And he longs to be gracious to us. His mercy to all who fear him is higher than the heavens or above the earth. He has removed our sins far from us. Think of that. So far as the east is from the west. The east never meets the west, and the west never meets the east. He treats us as a father, but he knows how we are put together, just as a builder knows how a house is put together. He knows our weaknesses. He remembers that we are made from the dust. And he treats us with infinite tenderness accordingly. As we think upon these things, our hearts will be blessing God also for all his benefits. Look with me at this third stanza, verses 15 through 19. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Here we see man compared to the Lord. The Hebrew word here for man is enosh, which expresses the frailty and the weakness of man, and that compared with the mercy of the Lord. Frail man is as temporary as a blade of grass, which is withered as the hot wind passes over it, so that even the place of it is forgotten. But on the contrary, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, or it is eternal to those who fear him. Men's thrones and kingdoms fall, but God's throne has been established in the heavens, and his kingdom is universal, and it is also eternal. Finally, in the fourth stanza, verses 20 to 22, we read, Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his host, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. David breaks out again in praise, calling upon heaven and earth to bless the Lord. And he finishes the psalm just as he began. Bless the Lord, O my soul. So tonight, as we gather in our homes and we gather to pray, may we bless, may we praise, may we glorify the Lord for all his benefits to us. Please, as always, friends, take the time this week to read Psalm 104 once a day for the whole week to prepare us for next week. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and please be aware that we're all praying for you. Thank you and good night.